Good afternoon, sir. Would you state your name and AGC number for the record?
Dino Joseph Benetti, 085442.
Mr. Benetti, you're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for your hearing, your parole hearing, and you have been certified by the Department of Corrections for a 412B or 411 hearing today. 412B move to your next consecutive sentence or 411 absolute discharge. Based on information that I have gleaned in looking at your record, you're currently serving one sentence, and that is for murder, and that would be a life sentence. And if you're paroled to your next consecutive sentence, that would be for kidnapping, and that would be a 10-year sentence. Is that your understanding, sir?
Yes, sir.
And based on information that I have, you did appear before this board back on September the 13th, 2016 for a 412B hearing at that time, paroled to the next consecutive sentence, an absolute discharge, and you were denied at that time. As you can see, sir, there are four board members participating in your hearing today, and I want to introduce them to you at this time. We have to my extreme right, that is the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse. To my immediate right, that is the Honorable Mr. Louis Kiwanis. To my left, that is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. My name is C.T. Wright. I am serving as your panel chair today. And based upon information, and I'm just going to give just a brief summary, very brief summary of some of what I gleaned from looking at your pre-sentence report. And that on May the 12th, 1990, the victim agreed to take you to Buckeye. You was just walking by, and he was out there working on his car, and you asked him for a ride to Buckeye, and he agreed to carry you to Buckeye. And then somehow the victim failed to return home, and a missing persons report was issued, was filed. And on June the 3rd, 1990, the decomposed body was found, and the victim's wallet was found, and he had been shot three times in the back of the head. The victim's vehicle was later found down in Tucson that was involved in a hit and run accident. When confronted with the evidence, you finally confessed. Initially, you were a little hesitant to confess, but you finally confessed, and that you felt that one of the things that happened that facilitated your doing this was that the gentleman, the victim that is, had touched your leg, and you thought that that might have been for sexual reasons, and that was one of the reasons that you indicated that you committed this particular crime, this murder crime that did take place. And finally, on November the 28th, 2010, the defendant, you tied up your cellmate. This was something later, but you tied up your cellmate and you tore off a piece of sheet, and you gagged him and brutally raped him. And to that, you pleaded guilty, and on that one, you received a 7.5-year consecutive sentence to be added on to the other consecutive sentence. Sir, that's just something that I gleaned. Is that correct, or is there anything you want to add to that or subtract from what I just summed up, sir?
No, sir. That's absolutely correct.
Okay, sir. And I would also just point out, the board has had an opportunity to read all of this, but I would point out the fact that your Institution of Progress report, you do show that you've had a number of programs over the years I believe that your last program that I see would have been in 2011, and one of the things that I, 2012, one of the things that I found very interesting that you were fluent in technology. You had auto training. You also had refrigeration and heat training. You had auto automotive technology training. You had automotive. You did that twice. So you have some expertise. So if you're released, sir, that, does that mean that you would be able to use some of these skills out in the out in the community, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
In fact, I do have a job set up already.
Okay. Tell us where the job is, sir.
It is in Illinois at B&B Construction in their motor pool.
And how?
I will be keeping all their equipment functioning.
And how did you get that offer, sir, that job offer?
My brother works. He's a supervisor there.
Okay. So you want to go back to, you want to go to Illinois, but you know that if this board decided to release you, you would have to get an interstate compact. You just can't leave Arizona on your own and go back to, and go out of state. Therefore, you would have to get an interstate compact before you could go out of state. You have to apply for that, and I think, and don't hold me to it, maybe one of my board members can correct me, I think it's about, what, $300 or $400 that you have to pay to get your interstate compact. So that's something that, just for you to think about, just in case you're not released today, that you wouldn't be going directly to Illinois, although that's a good place because that's where your brother is located. But I just want to point that out to you. And I do take notes, sir, and then I'm going to stop talking. That in 2017, let me make sure that I'm right, give the right information. Now in 2016, you were found guilty of a minor for false reporting. And I also think that in 2017, possession of manufacturing, you were also found guilty of a major. What were you manufacturing there in the, since you've been incarcerated, sir?
About 4 months ago, my grandmother passed, and she wanted me to celebrate her life and not mourn it, and I was in the process of making something that I can lay down and relax, and when they come and saw it, I didn't fight it, I just said, here, go ahead. I pled guilty to it, and They said that it would be dropped to a minor because I didn't give many issues over it, but they left it a major.
Okay, and I guess in the terminology that we hear out here on the streets, you were trying to make something that's called a hooch. Am I correct, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Did you finish making it? And they caught you before you completed it, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, sir. I'm the only board member who had the opportunity to speak with you in the past because I was on the board last year at this time. The other board members were not on the board last year when you came before the board. So I'm going to see if any of them might have some questions for you at this time, sir.
Okay.
Yes, the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis has questions for you, sir.
Thank you, Dr. Wright. Can you hear me, Mr. Benetti?
Yes.
Just a quick question. You've been in Department of Corrections for some time now. Is the story or the statement from which the original crime happened, is this still the same version, or like have you been more forthcoming about what happened in that murder? I mean,
I've accepted responsibility no matter what the issue was.
What was the issue?
I was a dumb, stupid kid, thought that I knew everything. I wouldn't listen to anyone, and I decided to do things on my own. I made a mistake. I realized I didn't have nothing. I was homeless, and a small attempt to try to get a little bit of money, ended up into taking somebody's life.
So, just from my understanding of the case, not to sensationalize it, but was it really a sexual advance, or was that something you just told the officers?
No, that's what I told them.
Okay, thank you, sir. Thank you for being honest with this board. I appreciate it.
Okay. Any further questions? Yes, yes. Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse.
Thank you, Dr. Ray. Mr. Benetti, where did you get the gun?
A friend of mine, where I was staying before I got kicked out, he ended up moving and forgot it was in his bedroom. I grabbed it and walked out.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Any further questions by board members? Well, I don't see any further questions at this time coming from other board members, but I would point out to you, just for the record, that the board did receive a letter from the Maricopa County Attorney's Office dated October 9, 2017, and of course they object to any possible release of you at this time, sir. That will not be the one factor that would influence the board, but we always like to know you when these type letters or submitted to the board, sir. But at this time, we're coming towards the end of your hearing, and so we want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion and makes its determination, sir. Anything else you want to tell the board this afternoon, sir?
Yes. I've been locked up for many years. It's taken me many years to realize that the young kid that I was, I didn't know everything. I didn't have the proper guidance as when I was being raised. But just the amount of time that I've been in here, every day that goes by, ever since I lost my daughter, my wife, it wasn't until then that I realized what it felt to have someone taken from you. I can't, no matter what I try to fantasize about, imagine what it felt like to the victim of the family, when I took the lady's husband and the kid's father. But maybe just the fact that I lost somebody myself, it made me realize, just for a little bit, what it must have felt like. Over the years, I have been trying to come to realization that not listening to my mother, wanting to do things my way, was not the right way. And I made it my life's effort, once my grandmother passed, and I found out my mom, she's got third stage hep C. She asked me, do my best so I can get out before she goes. If I could say anything to the family, is I'm sorry. Thank you.
Thank you so very much, sir. Very touching, and as it relates to, I think it was your daughter, please accept our condolences, sir, and we wish you the best, and be strong. But at this time, the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet while the board is in discussion, and following this discussion, the board will make its determination known. This is a very unfortunate situation, I do recognize the fact that, as he's clarified it, based on the question that Mr. Kawanis asked, that he was homeless at the time, and that's not justifying what happened, and he just walked by, and the gentleman asked the gentleman to carry him over to Buckeye, and the gentleman agreed, and the gentleman ended up being murdered, and that was a very unfortunate situation. In addition to that, I am also concerned because this the other offense that took place in 2010. So while he was incarcerated, he took this sheet and tied up his cellmate while he stayed incarcerated. In addition to that, he finds himself with some tickets in recent years, and I think that, you know, when one is, and I'm not going to lecture, but when one has been in as long as he's been in, he's just 44 years of age, he's still a young man, that it just seemed to me that he would be trying to live a clean life so that there would be no tickets, no nothing, so that when he comes before this board would be in a position to move him to his next consecutive sentence. But somehow this has not happened yet. Therefore, as one board member, and I'm only speaking as one board member, I'm not in favor at this time, but I am prepared to listen to other board members before making a final decision on my part.
I agree with you, Governor.
Thank you, Honorable Ms. Kalanis. I'm get it right. Honorable Ms. Rindberg.
There you go.
Yeah, this is getting towards the end of the day.
That's right. You're very kind.
I apologize.
I would just point out for the record again, there's restitution owed in the amount of almost $5,000. And as Mr. Benetti told us, the gun actually was stolen from his roommate in addition to the things that you brought up. So I agree with you.
Thanks for putting out those in the records. Any other discussion? Okay. Then I'm going to move to the non, Mr. Benetti, 85442. Parole to his next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge, and that will be my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
And by unanimous determination of the board, sir, you've been denied your parole to your next consecutive sentence or absolute discharge. Any objection to a 1-year set off, board members? Hearing no objection to a 1-year set off, reasons for denial, and go to turn over here, serious and deviant offense, loss of human life, serious and deviant behavior, okay, then I'm going to come down here and I'm going to, because no one is present, well, I think we do have maybe some letters, but no family community support. And I'm going to put poor release plan. And the only reason I'm going to put poor release plan, because this is being recorded, is due to the fact that the only thing that he has is going back to Illinois, and he cannot be released there until he gets an interstate compact. Therefore, he needs to have something for Arizona just in case an interstate compact is not granted. Is there anything else that any board, serious and bodily, anything else that any board member wishes to include at this time? Hearing nothing else, sir, you heard the reason for your denial. Do I need to repeat them, sir?
No, sir.
Well, thank you so very much for your participation. We wish you the best in the future, sir. We look forward to this board. We'll be looking forward to seeing you once you're certified in about a year from there by the Department of Corrections. And at that time, we will be looking forward to the board having another discussion with you and making a determination. Thank you so very much, sir, and your hearing is over. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.